So, Jamie, your show that's on Radio 2, 7 p.m. Tuesday nights. Next Tuesday, Jamie's chatting to the English drummer and musician Malcolm Cato.
That's right.
Later this month.
Genius.
You have a BBC Maid of Ale session from an all-star Kit Downs ensemble. You get these fantastic people on, these magically talented. I mean, their talent is absolutely, it's sublime, isn't it? You get these people on all the time. But also, you get to talk to people because of the bridge that is jazz and the kind of music that you're into, with other people that may otherwise be unattainable, like Clint Eastwood, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. I doing the show, I've had the opportunity to meet all these people, and obviously I'm trying to tell the story on the radio for people to enjoy, but I get to ask them questions that I just want answers to. And often or not with those musicians, I'm asking questions that I want to know. How'd you do that? How'd you do that? You know, sitting next to Dave Brubeck, one of my, you know, the late, great Dave Brubeck, and just getting to see him play the piano and talk to him about that. And then Clint Eastwood, of course, that was probably the best moment of my life, really,
There's no obscure jazz musician called Clint Eastwood. We're talking about the Clint Eastwood, aren't we?
Yeah, we are talking about the Clint Eastwood, yeah. That was amazing.
Was that the most intriguing conversation?
You should have him on this show. Oh. He would love that.
Yeah. He rings up every Tuesday, but haven't got the time, to be honest.
Clint.
It was intriguing, but what's amazing about him is that he just wanted to talk about music. He's a proper music fan. He really knows his music inside out. So as soon as we started talking about music, everyone around him said, oh my God, I've never seen him talk like that in an interview, because I wasn't asking him about ex-wives or, you know, films that he didn't like or, you know.
Not at all.
No, we did.
Sneak one in there.
We got to that later, but you warmed him up with talk about all the musicians that he loves.
And then the guard came down.
And
I went John Humphreys of jazz got right in there.
I like that.